morning and welcome to Update Dayton. Today we have Bill Robinson with Villa Springfield. He is the administrator at Villa Springfield. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good morning to everyone.
Absolutely. So glad we could have you on today. I think we're all a little stir crazy and finally being able to get out a little bit, I guess, this past week. How is Villa Springfield handling COVID-19, handling the whole thing? I guess, more importantly, why don't you just tell us about Villa Springfield and then we can go into that.
Perfect. Well, Villa Springfield, you know, we're a skilled nursing rehabilitation center and long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
We have physical therapy, occupational therapy. Our number one goal is everybody wants to go home, so we work diligently with our residents and families to make sure we get their loved ones back to the community, functioning hopefully at a higher level than they were when they first came in.
Well, that is wonderful to hear. And how exactly do you make that happen, or how does it work as far as your residents are concerned? What do you do on a daily basis?
Well, we do a lot on a daily basis. It's like a little community inside the skilled nursing facility. When our residents visit, we basically meet with them on a mission. We talk about the goals, meet with each department head, and everyone has an input with the resident or a family member. And we set goals for that resident, and then we work diligently with them to make sure we reach their goals and get them home. Everybody wants to go home.
Understand.
But on the long-term care side, we have residents who live here long-term,
and this
is their home, so we try to respect their rights as if they're living in their own homes, but they're in a community. We have a wonderful activities director, Thomas is her name, and she goes above and beyond every day, especially during these challenging times when families aren't allowed to visit. So we can think outside the box and do creative activities with our residents. The purpose is really to try to keep them engaged. So there's a lot of things on a day-to-day basis.
So how has it been going during the last couple months over the course of this whole sequestered, you know, kind of the COVID-19 situation? How has that worked at Villa Springfield?
Well, you know, it certainly is a challenge for our residents, you know, and for the staff. It's been going excellent. We put a lot of things in place, preventative measures, even before the CDC, the Ohio Department of Health, made those recommendations. We closed our dining rooms. We monitored staff to come into the building, monitoring our residents multiple times throughout the day to ensure that there's no change in condition, sure that our staff are safe when coming in. So thankfully, we've done wonderful. We're currently COVID-free, and we'll continue to keep going down that road. But really, it's been a lot of stress on the residents.
Mm-hmm.
But the one good thing is, you know, we try to keep the resident in contact with their family. So we do a lot of face-to-face with iPads.
Mm-hmm.
Do phone conversations with their loved ones if they can't do FaceTime. All my department heads, we call all family members once a week to give them an update of how their loved one's doing, how the facility's doing overall. We're following the CDC guidelines, Department of Health guidelines. We also have a hotline set up for our family members. It's called Stay in the Know. They can call a number and every day it's updated by noon and just gives them an update of what's currently going on in the facility and how we're managing to handle these trying times for everyone.
Well, that's a really nice thing to have as far as a phone line to be able to call and check in. Now, how are your residents handling it?
Well, you know, I'd say really overall it's been fantastic, you know.
That's
and
good.
They understand, you know, we have family members that do come to the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Write love letters to them on the windows.
Aww.
And, you know, can communicate with them that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, as time goes on, you know, it's going to be even more challenging for the families and the residents because I suspect that this is going to go on for a while. We'll probably be one of the last for the regulations to be lifted.
Right.
So I think it's just going to be important to continue to think outside the box. Offering creative activities, having the community support us has been a huge asset to our building.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. It's the community support.
Now, would you consider Villa Springfield, are you more, or is it like a 50-50? Are you more of like a rehabilitation center? People come to you, hopefully, you know, being able to go back home, or do you have more of the side where you have residents living there?
I have both. It's a 50-50.
50-50. Okay.
Majority of our business is short-term. A lot of people go home. We have about a 9.5% return rate for customers who need maybe another procedure done, whether it's another knee or hip. We send over 300 people home a year back to the community. But then also have that long-term care population. So it's a good mix.
So how is that working right now as far as, like, you know, your rehabilitation kind of center or whatever, when people come there after a knee surgery or hip surgery? You know, when all of this began, say someone had went and had a knee surgery and they came to you, and then, you know, a week later this happened. How does that work?
Well, it's really important, you know, on the admission process, we review everyone. We look at all types of information prior to taking the resident. But every resident that we do receive from the hospital or from the community automatically goes into isolation for 14 days.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
So we can make sure that they're safe and we're keeping everyone else in the community safe.
So you are still taking, obviously, residents right now, or, you know, people to come and stay after certain situations. That's still happening even through the course of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We're open for business. We have a great reputation within the community. People do need rehabilitation services. I suspect now that they're going to be opening up these elective surgeries again, we're hoping to see, you know, an increase in our business, but we're definitely open for business, and we're treating everyone as if they're possibly infected within that 14 days.
Gotcha. Now, I know, you know, one of the biggest reasons we wanted to have you on this morning, apparently you have some community things that are going to be coming up, and you wanted to share those with our listeners. So why don't you talk about that?
I do. Well, first of all, I would love to thank the community for their outpouring support.
Of course.
We've had Lee's Chicken donate food to the facility.
Nice.
Wonderful lunch for staff. Modern Woodman, you know, they provided activity bags for the residents. We had Brookdale Assisted Living and Kendra. They also provided baskets for staff. Sis's Restaurant in Catawba donated chicken and dumplings and mashed potatoes for the staff one day. Real home-cooked food, delicious.
That does sound delicious. That sounds delicious right now.
And then, you know, Crossroads Hospice, they did a prayer service for us outside the facility. So we've had a lot of community support. And one really important person to bring up, I think, is Dion Green. And I'm not sure if you know who Dion is, but Dion Green was a young man who lost his home last year. He had the tornadoes down on Beaver Creek.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately for him, later that fall, Oregon District, he was with his father and sister.
I actually, now that you've mentioned that, I do. I know the story now. Yes.
Yeah,
I just
so recognize
the name immediately.
Very nice, man. So Dion reached out to Villa Springfield and he wanted to do something for our residents, and he's very important for him to give him back. So he reached out to us and met with my activities director, and we decided that we would love to have a snow cone machine and cotton candy machine.
Nice.
So he did that. He donated. And boy, our residents are elated, and our activities have a lot of good use. So I think just recognizing the community, we know we're in a stressful time right now, and reach out to us. We've had homemade masks given to us. So it's, you know, the signs, we're putting signs out in the community. That's what we're going to be doing next week. We're putting signs in all essential healthcare places, or Kroger's, or pharmacy, or responders, thanking them for what they're doing, too, because we seem to sometimes want to forget about them, and they play a very important
absolutely
what we do every day.
Yes,
they the do. Economy going and keeping us up and running with all our vendors things. So I want to give back to them. Thank you baskets we've given back to senior services here in Springfield. We provide activity bags for them, for people who are sheltering in place, can't get out, or elderly, crossword puzzles.
Nice.
You know, cards, a game, a deck of cards, things like that, just to help occupy them.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, how can we help? How can the public help you?
I think that anything, food is always good. The residents and staff love food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, donations, books are different things that you can donate for activities mm-hmm. would be valuable to our residents to help mm-hmm. engage them.
And as far as, you know, you going out and putting signs out and things like that, is that something that you do internally, or is that something that you ask for help with from the community?
Well, fortunately, we're doing it internally. My
okay.
marketing director
mm-hmm.
to the businesses. Of course, you know, we have to ask for permission
mm-hmm.
Prior to placing the signs. But we just want to make sure that we thank them for giving to us and doing the job that they do every day. So we're doing it from an internal standpoint.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, of course, obviously, if there's any business out there that would appreciate one of those signs, I guess they can probably get in touch with you, right?
Absolutely. That would be fantastic.
And also, you know, anyone who's interested in your services, whether it might be for the rehabilitation services or to, you know, to actually find, you know, a move-in situation with Villa Springfield, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best place to reach out and get information?
Oh, well, and that's a great question. And not only do we provide short-term and long-term, but it's also important to know that we provide respite because some families just need a break.
Okay.
And they can admit their loved ones to our facility for a week, weeks, whatever
oh, wow.
it is. And we've had a lot of that, especially before the coronavirus
mm-hmm.
Came about. We're going on vacations, and they needed some help with mother or dad or something. So they would choose to come to Villa Springfield for a respite stay.
That's really nice.
So,
I haven't heard that from a lot of facilities. That's a really nice feature that you have.
It is, and it's a much-needed break to the caregivers because,
mm-hmm.
you know, caregiving can be very challenging.
Yes.
And sometimes the families just need a break, and they
mm-hmm.
want to put their loved ones somewhere, know that they're being taken care of,
mm-hmm.
they're being engaged, and they're being loved as if they would love their own family member. So we do provide that service also. But if you want to know more about Villa Springfield, you can always go to our Facebook page, villaspringfield.com. And then we also, it's our website, villaspringfield.com.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook page is Villa Springfield. Or you can call 937-399-5551 and ask to Michelle Hemphill or Amy Hess or Bill Robinson, myself. We can give you all kinds of information. And we were providing tours, but we can give you tours virtually also.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure that would be, especially if someone's looking into you right now, virtual tours, and, you know, hopefully sooner than later, you'll be able to open your doors back up and, you know, hopefully things will go back to a semi-normal at some point this year. But Bill, I have to say thank you so much for taking time out of, I'm sure, your very busy day, you know, to chat with us today. And hopefully the community outreach continues. And, you know, thank you, I guess, you know, for being on the program today, number one. But also, you know, I'm it's really nice to hear that you're giving back to those that gave to you. So I love that.
Absolutely. And I also want to make you aware, too, before we go, that May 28th, we're having at 2 p.m., we're having a virtual webinar for the community.
May 28th?
On long-term care services and veterans benefits and things like that are important for people to know.
Okay, so, yeah, so May 28th. And how do they access that, or how do you sign up for that?
They can call our facility at 937-399-5551 and ask for Michelle Hemphill. And she'll be glad to give them that information.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you again, Bill Robinson, administrator with Villa Springfield. Appreciate you being on today.
Thank you, and God bless you, and have a great day.
You too, and take care. Stay healthy.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.